Even by the horrors of the Syrian civil war, what happened today will stand out as a crime against humanity. 58 civilians, including women and children, were killed and about 300 others wounded by what appears to be nerve gas, a weapon banned by the civilized world. The attack came 5 days after the Trump administration signaled that the Syrian dictator would not be held accountable for the slaughter of his people. The Trump administration said Bashar al-Assad could remain in power, a reversal of Obama-era policy that said Assad had to go. Despite the appeasing change in his policy, Mr. Trump blamed today's attack on President Obama, calling it a consequence of the past administration's weakness.